Good afternoon once again. I would like to express my appreciation for being able to participate in this event and to thus share our experience in Venezuela with the implementation of the International Decade for Persons of African Descent. It's been wonderful for us. The Venezuelan population has been able to take the reins in this decade of policy and the implementation thereof. This, despite having begun the decade 3 years later due to internal domestic decrees and our domestic situation. However, this did not limit the initiatives of the Venezuelan state nor of Venezuelan CSOs. We have celebrated this implementation of the decade. We have much to be pleased with. This includes the creation of a venue for the study of reparations. There have been 3 international seminars held on reparations for slavery. The Afro-Venezuelan population is being trained up in this area. There are 46 proposed research projects that link the historic truth of the damage caused by colonialism to other aspects tied to reparations that are relevant in our country as a result specifically of colonialism and slavery in Venezuela. We have a great many initiatives in the educational front. These are underway, and this is the case in all levels of education. We have incorporated in our National Council for the Development of Communities of Afro Descent, which I represent, we have included 23 of the different ministries are aligned in their policies with the programmatic agenda that we have. That is our first development plan put together with our Afro-Venezuelan population. The idea is to ensure that we weigh in the content of these efforts in our country. The proposal that we just offered on the content for the next decade that would allow for us to move forward inclusion and peace, both as fundamental pillars, are reflections of the positive practices we've had over these years. We believe this could be very useful for the rest of the planet. They strengthen the enjoyment and the practices in and by the government, as well as our population in diaspora, the Afro-descendant population in diaspora. It really allows us to cease to be victims and not mere recipients of policies, but rather it allows us to be builders, implementers, deciders when it comes to the actions aimed at affecting their lives. I think that this has been a marvelous venue and opportunity. I'm looking forward to providing more information on this proposal. Should you have additional questions, we are all ears. Thank you.